Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of building blocks, we were on page 14, section 1, on line 2. Let's start the week off at that point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Let me share with you one other verse, because these past two passages were from the New Testament. This next one's not really written in the building blocks book, but I think it's a very important verse. And that is Job 19:25-27. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Here's Job, 3,500 years ago. Now, just think of that, 3,500 years ago, he had this blessed hope. Even though he's going through all kinds of trials and troubles like you and I have never known, he says there that he knew that after he's dead and buried, that his Redeemer, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, would stand at the latter day on the earth. And even though the skin worms destroy Job's body, that it's no longer in existence, I don't think we could find it anywhere, he knows that in his flesh, that's that new body, he'll see God. And he'll see him for himself, not by proxy, not someone else in, but he'll see him for himself. His eyes shall behold him, not another. Although his body was consumed. And so, this is the rapture. Now, people say, well, the word rapture is not in the Bible. But you remember there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, it says that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. That word caught up is from the Greek word harpazo, which means to snatch away. The idea is of a quick takeaway, and I think 1 Corinthians pretty well shows that in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And the word actually for rapture came from the Bible of the Romans, and they used the word raptura, which we just kind of gave it the English sound of rapture. But if you don't want to say rapture because the word rapture is not in the Bible, but you'll use the Greek word, then you just say, hey, I believe in the kata, or I believe in the harpazo, okay? If you don't want to use the word rapture, it's taught. It is taught. The rapture is taught. But some people don't want to use that word, and some won't even believe it because they don't see the word in the Bible. I find that interesting. Some of the same people believe in the Trinity, and the word Trinity is not found in the Bible. So make sure that you understand the doctrine is taught, even though the word may not appear. Now, this catching away includes those that are saved and have died, and they're awaiting the resurrection. Their spirit is with the Lord. Their bodies are buried in the grave, but their spirits are conscious, and they're waiting for the return. Don't forget, Moses and Elijah, they were living spirits with Jesus Christ at the Mount of Transfiguration. In Luke chapter 23, verse 43, it says, and Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That old thief on the cross had prayed and said, Lord, when you enter into your kingdom, remember me. And he said, hey, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Now, I believe that the reason the thief said, when you enter into your kingdom, he was looking ahead and he thought that he was going into a soul sleep. Oh, no, he wasn't going into a soul sleep. He was going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? That is a wonderful teaching. That is a wonderful thing. And so he's going to be with Christ, but the Lord says today thou shalt be with me in paradise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, he said, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, isn't that interesting? He says that he heard unspeakable words that was not lawful for a man, that is, someone on earth, to utter. They were so holy. But he heard conversation going on in heaven. And I believe Paul's talking about himself here. I think the Holy Ghost was having him give a testimony here. But these words are, he says, I really don't know if I was in my body or not. I can't tell. And God knows whether he took me up there in my body or just in my spirit. But I tell you what, I got a glimpse. And that's why in Philippians, I believe that he says that he had a desire to depart, which would be far better. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto each one of them, and it was said unto them, that they should rest yet for a little season, till their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now understand, these are souls that are under the altar in the fifth seal there in the book of Revelation chapter 6. These are people who were already slain for the word of God and the testimony, which would be the testimony of Christ, which they held. So in the tribulation, they're put to death for this. Some are beheaded. Their souls are up there, but they do not have the glorified body like the saints do that went up at the rapture. But their time is coming. They're going to get a new body. And so he says, just wait. Your time is coming. But they gives them white robes and lets them know that's kind of like a promise. Hey, this is the assurance. It is coming. So you just be ready. Isn't that a great thing? I tell you what. No wonder we're told by the Lord Jesus Christ when we pray, thy kingdom come. Oh, my goodness. We want it to come soon. Now, I can't usher in the kingdom. Nobody ushers in the kingdom. We can lead souls to Christ that they might be in the kingdom, but we don't usher it in. Okay, so don't get caught up in that false theology. Now, there's the rapture, and the rapture then is followed on earth by a seven-year period known as the tribulation period. It will begin after the rapture when a world leader signs a covenant with Israel. He is referred to in Scripture as the beast and the Antichrist, although more often he's referred to as the beast. For whatever reason today, most people say Antichrist, but more often it's beast. And I believe it's only in 1 John that he's referred to as Antichrist. Now, the tribulation period is divided into two periods. There is the period of the tribulation, and that's for 3.5 years, and that's followed by another 3.5 year period called the Great Tribulation. Now, I grew up where some were teaching that it's divided into two periods, good and bad. Well, no, it's not 3.5 years of prosperity and 3.5 years of tribulation. It's 3.5 years of tribulation and then 3.5 years of great tribulation. Now, we have some verses that are very pertinent here. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7 says it this way, alas, for that day is great, that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now, this seven-year period is going to be the worst history of all the earth. But Israel specifically is going to suffer during this period. And understand, prophecy centers around Israel. People in America like to make it to be about America. People in other places like to make it about their place. But really, prophecy centers around Israel. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we read this. 70 weeks are determined on thy people and upon the holy city. Now, let me just break in here and say this. On our website, and I would encourage you to go to our website at Sermon Audio. We have one with our church, and then a secondary one is sermonaudio.com/, that's that line that leans to the right underneath the question mark on your keyboard. I would put in there sermonaudio.com/ Central Baptist, okay? sermonaudio.com/ CENTRALBAPTIST. And you put that in, take it right straight to our website there. You scroll down just a little bit, you'll see Sermons by a Bible. Click on to Daniel, and then there's a place where you can put in chapter 9 to skip all the other part, but take it right there. You go to these verses, and you can see all the sermons that I have on Daniel 9, 24 through 27. I'm saying that because it's going to go into more detail than what I'm giving you here. But if you want to back up or see what I'm saying here or find the reasons I'm saying these things, then you can go and listen to it. Now, again, he says 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. That holy city is Jerusalem. To finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore, to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after the 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of this prince shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be at the flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease for the overspreading of abominations and shall make it desolate even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.